Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As we mentioned a little bit earlier, a federal jury this morning convicted former Newark Mayor Sharp James and his ex-mistress of corruption stemming from the cut-rate sale of city land. This just came down about a half hour ago, and Mike Kelly, columnist for The Record of Northern New Jersey, is here to talk about it with us. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Have you been able to get a look at this? Can you tell us what they were specifically convicted of?
Oh, sure. They were both convicted on all counts. Tamika Riley faces Tamika Riley, who is Sharp James's mistress, faces some other charges.
Or was, right? Former, I think.
You know, former mistress, right. The main charges here, there are really five charges that each Sharp James and his former mistress, Tamika Riley, were being charged with. And they involved the sale of city-owned land. This was property that had been condemned in Newark. Newark, as many of your listeners know, is a depressed city, and some of the land there had been condemned. So the city would take over parcels of land, and there were nine parcels of land, and they had an assessed value. The total value was roughly $665,000, and James and Tamika Riley were convicted of a scheme in which James steered these parcels of land to Tamika Riley, and she was able to purchase all of these parcels that were, you know, valued at $665,000 for all of $46,000. So the government, the United States government, charged these two with this land fraud deal, and they won the case on all counts.
Well, this sounds like a proper scandal. Everybody in New York is talking about David Paterson just because he had some mistresses.
Right.
This is a scandal.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is not just another politician having a personal problem, so to speak. This is actually a politician trying to enrich his mistress, by using public land. I think there are actually two cases that Sharp James is actually, this was the first case that was brought against him, and this, I believe, is the much more serious one. This is the one that really goes to the issue of whether Sharp James was really abusing his office in such a way that he was, taking it far, far, far beyond, just say he's also been charged with running up credit card debts. And I believe that is going to be a much easier case for the federal government to prove. This was the case that they really needed to win.
So he was convicted of fraud. He was convicted of conspiracy. Is former Mayor Sharp James going to jail?
I believe he will. He's in his 70s. But I think this is, first of all, there are federal sentencing guidelines, so there's not a lot of leeway there. So there is jail time attached to these convictions. So I'm not sure there's a lot of leeway there for a judge to say, to grant him some kind of, some sort of way to stay out of jail. But I believe that he's going to eventually go to jail, sure.
Here's a little more from the AP. It says the jury deliberated for about 30 hours over 6 days,
right,
at a courthouse just a block from City Hall, where James led New Jersey's largest city for 20 years until 2006. Do you make anything out of that 30 hours over 6 days? Was this a tough decision for the jury?
Hard to say. I'm not one to really try to interpret what juries are up to, at least until they talk, and maybe some of these jurors will talk later today. I don't know. It was a complicated case, Brian. I mean, it involved any case that I think involves conspiracy and land deals is often hard to wrap our brains around. So, perhaps the jury wanted to really sit with these charges and really go through them point by point by point. It was also a fairly long trial. It was a 5-week trial.
Yeah, and James's defense attorneys, as the AP reminds us, argued that no evidence showed that the mayor assisted Riley or even had knowledge of her transactions, and that the mayor's interest in redeveloping the struggling city was well within the scope of his duties. And they stressed that the Newark City Council, not the mayor, had final approval over the land prices and sales. So is that a persuasive argument to you as a columnist, if not to them as a jury?
No. Sharp James ran that city. He was clearly the man in charge. Now, whether this, you raise a very interesting question, Brian, whether or not the city council was also involved in this, and to what extent, and were they personally enriched? You know, the outstanding question here, in my mind, is okay, if all this is true, that Tamika Riley was able to enrich herself with these cut-rate land deals, well, did she pass money back to Sharp James? Did he get something out of this as well? And that's a question that was that has not been answered yet.
Right.
I think that's an interesting question. Legally, we still haven't talked about the political context here, and that's, I think, also interesting as well.
And finally, the AP says, neither James nor Riley showed any emotion as the jury foreman spoke the word guilty 22 times. They and their lawyers declined to comment afterwards. I guess this will be appealed before anybody goes behind bars, right?
I think it will be, but I in many of these cases, these federal cases that U.S. Attorney Chris Christie has and his staff have won here in New Jersey, there's been little change in when a conviction is comes in. There's been little overturning of those convictions on appeal. What may happen here, my sense is that James may negotiate some kind of a deal and say, "Look, I'll go to jail for a shorter period of time," but I just don't know yet. It's too early to say.
Mike Kelly, columnist for The Record. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
And we'll talk about New Jersey's immigration crackdown next. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.